This is a replay of the Thursday night, December 21st, WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip for the world's best customer service. It's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and, well, this is it. The last night before Christmas, and on Christmas we'll count down your guilty pleasures. The top 10 will be shared with Steve Bryant Christmas night, as is tradition, so 3 big hours on Monday. But for now, you got to break some ties. It isn't as bad as last night's 19-way tie, but we do have a couple of traffic jams, to say the least. Yeah, like 5 and 6 on a couple different rankings. So we're hoping to clear that up tonight. So far, I've got a quasi number one. I won't share this with you because I don't want to skew your votes. But I will say, I'm surprised. All right. So it's the guilty pleasures. They all have to be hits. That's the only criteria. Doesn't matter what decade, what genre. None of that counts as long as it's a hit. Now, with that said, the criteria is you secretly love it. Yeah, it's a song you absolutely like, but you wouldn't want anyone to know it. All right, those are the criteria. So not just something you like, but something you're ashamed to admit you like. That's what I want to know, and I promise not to tell anybody. Well, at least not specifically. It is a cumulative total, however, but I won't tell you who voted for what as far as that goes. Now, of course, if you've been listening, maybe you're figuring that out for yourself. This will be a very accurate list because Carol Ford, World's Best Show Prep, is compiling it. She's keeping me on the straight and narrow because with me, it's little post-it notes and things like that. But no, she knows who submitted what and even caught a couple duplicates. Yes, so you can't get by her on that. So that's the deal. If you've heard somebody else nominate it and you say, oh, but I love that too, that's exactly what we want. But you're welcome to chime in with your own unique nomination as well, as long as it is a hit. That's all we ask. 888-876-5593. And kicking it off tonight is Marianne in Chicago. How's it going, Marianne?
Okay, Raleigh, are you feeling better today?
Yes and no. I mean, I'll tell you what, at 2 this morning, John was starting to almost hyperventilate because he thought I was going to die. Well, I didn't. You know, much to his delight and my displeasure, I didn't. So I'm somewhat on an even keel as long as I can, you know, use the mute button now and then. So, yeah, I guess I'm all right.
Yeah, I got, like, towards the end of your show last night, and you sounded a little off, and I heard a couple of people ask you, are you okay? And
no, I wasn't.
I plan to be there tomorrow.
I said I would, and I will. No, I managed to burn the back of my mouth and my vocal cords with stomach acid.
I was going to say, you almost sound like your throat's a little like...
Oh, no, it's a lot like. No, no, no.
I mean, like you're talking with swollen tonsils or something.
Oh, no, I'm talking like it's just sandpaper back there with every different syllable.
What do you have, GERD?
Well, I wish. No, I actually have LPR, which is throat reflux, and that was part of what kicked it off, but it was probably from a couple prescriptions, you know, the kind where the side effects take 20 minutes to read off and you miss the one about whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. So in any event, that's what it is. So they say as long as I can promise not to vomit for 6 weeks, hell, I can usually not promise to do that for 6 hours. But even then, it's iffy. But if I can, that it heals. We'll see.
Didn't they give you something to keep everything down?
Nope. So anyway, tell me about your guilty pleasures.
Okay. Let's see. Elvira.
Ah, the Oak Ridge Boys version?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then I'm going to add another vote to that other lady that said Bad Boys.
Oh, okay. What you going to do? All right.
My son, when he was little, used to sing, "What you going to do if I beat you black and blue?"
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Start him off 3 years old. He's already writing his own lyrics. oh, excuse me. I'm a little tickled. Run for the Roses.
One for the Roses. I don't
run. Are you N for the Roses?
Who did that?
Oh God! I believe he passed away.
It might be for the best. But
a song written about the Kentucky Derby, the racehorse.
I'll look for it.
Okay, the rodeo song.
Okay.
And then this song. I don't know what the real name of it is, but. It was a guy driving in his Cadillac, beep, beep.
Oh, that's
beep,
it. It's Beep, Beep by the Playmates.
Okay.
Okay.
And I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
You like that, huh? Yeah. Gayla Peavy, not a hit at the time, but been played so many Christmases now for the last 20 years that it counts.
And then I have a little fun fact for you. You might even know it already, but on the song, up on the housetop, click, click, click. Down to the chimney, good Saint Nick. Do you know what the click is?
I've never heard of the song. Sorry about that. Not know the song, but what's the click?
Reindeers on the back of their heels have a tendon that goes back and forth when they walk.
Oh.
And it sounds like when you crack your knuckles.
Oh.
And that's what the click, click, click was. And they claimed that... when they get separated, their kids can find them by the sound of their click.
Wow.
Even if there's a whole group of them.
This is interesting. I didn't know that. I mean, my reindeer history is fairly nil. But now, is this all reindeer or just some?
All reindeer. I watch a veterinarian show about a vet in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan.
Okay.
And they have all these reindeer farms.
Huh.
Well, and he went out to take care of one of the reindeers, and he said to the farmer, to the guy that owned him, "What's that clicking?" And he told him that. And he said, "That's why that song says click, click, click."
Now, that's interesting. Of course, reindeer are the same things in general as caribou. So I wonder, do all the caribou click?
I don't know. I'll have to watch on my vet's program
if
they ever go by caribou and make that noise.
Now, I know that they grunt. I don't think they shout with glee, to quote one song, but I know they grunt. But they also have a wheeze snort kind of sound. I'm aware of that. I'm also aware that reindeer are some of the oldest things in Ohio. Over 10,000 years ago, in the Pleistocene Ice Age, however that's pronounced, reindeers lived in the area that became Ohio.
Really?
Yes. Now
I bet you Johnny B knows about that.
Well, he might have found a fossil. And reindeer, in fact, do run faster than grandma. So
well, that's why she got run over.
Well, that's right, because the reindeer can run up to 48 miles an hour.
Well, yeah, because they're an animal of prey.
Right. Grandma, if she's spry, might make it 3 miles an hour.
Maybe.
Yeah. So apparently, even the Olympic gold medal winners would have hoofprints on their back.
Oh wow!
Yeah. So I'm trying to find on this housetop thing and
up on the housetop, reindeer's paws down through the chimney comes Santa Claus.
Believe it or not,
and then the second part of the chorus is click click click.
Believe it or not, this song goes back to 1864. I can't believe I missed it. Not that I was around then. But apparently it was a guy who was a minister and an abolitionist and helped with the Underground Railroad, actually. And his Westerville home is preserved as the Hanby House State Memorial. But he actually wrote that song. So he must have known his reindeers.
I guess.
I know.
And then on the other side, wish me luck.
Ooh, what's happening?
The day after Christmas at 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm going in for surgery.
Yeah, now what replacement are we doing?
Well, let's see, I got two hips replaced, and I'm like, yeah. Great, I can go out now.
Right, right. So what's
I blew out the retina in my right eye.
Oh, jeez. And they can wait
It took 3 weeks to get in to see the doctor.
And they can wait that long?
I kept telling them the symptoms, and they're like, well, you know, this was the beginning in November. You know, the holidays, we don't have a lot of appointments. I said, I know, but I'm telling you, every day I'm going a little more blind.
No, this is really dangerous. I'm very surprised they're waiting. And yes, we will keep you in our prayers, Marianne. That's for a retina emergency, that's a lifetime.
I know. They said, well, you know, while we're in there, we're going to fix the macular hole. I said, no, you are not.
Right.
Because that involves many weeks of keeping my head down.
Yeah, no, I'm very well aware. Yes, absolutely. But the retina, I mean, my God, be careful between now and the 26th.
I know. I will not go out and drive at night.
No, I wouldn't blame you.
I mean, I just go where I need to go. My grocery store's 4 blocks away, but... Mm. You know, I try to stay in the right lane so nobody can pass me and cut me off.
Yeah, well, good luck on this. I'm just stunned that they're waiting this long and that they're so laissez-faire about it. I would have think they'd had you in surgery the next morning.
Well, when I went to the ophthalmologist, he set me up with the retina guy. I went to the ophthalmologist on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
He set me up to see the retina guy the following Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I get to the hospital to see the retina guy. They're like, we don't have your name on the list.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, come on, please don't play around.
Yeah.
Please, this is my eye. Please don't play around. Well, we'll squeeze you in.
Well, I'm not happy about this.
They're like, he only operates on Thursday, so we got this. I'm like, okay, I can't give you a definite date right now because I have to call people to drive me.
All right,
You can't Uber? I said, no, I'm on a fixed income.
Well, good luck on this. Keep me posted.
I will.
All right.
Maybe see how I feel on Christmas.
Yeah.
After Christmas.
Well, we'll be on the air Christmas night, so by all means, give us a call.
But, I mean, I'm not having it until the night after. Are you on
yes,
Tuesday night?
Absolutely. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Now, let me see. Let me see if there's any abbreviated schedules then. I don't think so, although my little calendar turns out not to be the most accurate thing in the world. But it looks like Wednesday I have a late start, probably not till 11:30. But Tuesday I'm on at 10, and Thursday I'm on at 10. So, yes, by all means, call.
Okay.
All right, good luck.
Have a happy holiday. All right. If I don't talk to you, have a happy New Year.
Well, hopefully we'll talk to you before that. Thanks. Appreciate it.
If I can stay awake, you know me.
Well, yes, but no. Hopefully you will, and hopefully things will be just fine. All right. Good luck.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's dicey. Usually if it's retina, it's like, okay, you'll be in surgery in 26 minutes. Yeah, not on the 26th of the month, but hopefully they know a lot more about mine. No, they know a lot more about it than I do, but hopefully they're right. All right, so we'll get votes from Donald in Midway and Barbara in Rockford and Stephanie in Madison and you too on WGN Radio.
And my arms, a girl with all the charms of you. Venus, make her fair, a lovely girl with sunlight in her hair. And take the brightest stars up in the skies and place them in her eyes for me.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and I admit it, that's one of my guilty pleasures. I actually like Frankie Avalon's Venus, which was more than Al Martino did. He turned it down. The rest of his career, he was like, why did I do that? Well, it boosted Frankie Avalon's career, that's for darn sure. But yes, that's one of my guilty pleasures. So if I'm willing to admit to Venus, you can admit to anything. 888-876-5593. Let's see what we have to do here with Donald in Midway. Hey, Donald, welcome to WGN.
Yeah, I haven't talked to you in a while.
So, yeah,
it's nice to talk to you. And
yeah.
Let me third it, I guess. You know, like Venus from Frankie Avalon. I was actually going to say that.
Okay.
Yeah, I vote for that, and I also vote for another Venus song by Bananarama.
Oh my God! Okay.
Because I used to like to dance that in the disco.
Okay.
All right, and then I like rain songs. So let's do Neil Sedaka's Laughter in the Rain.
Okay.
And let's see, what's the other one? Carpenters, mm-hmm. Rainy Days and Mondays.
Okay.
Let's see. ABBA's Waterloo, the one that started ABBA. They won the European contest that they have annually. They won it with that.
All right. Waterloo it is.
Best European. Yeah. And Herb Alpert's This Guy's in Love with You.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And the last two. I got two more. Candy Girl. That was the first song I really liked from the Four Seasons.
I love that song. Yeah, I love that song.
Candy Girl.
Mm-hmm.
And one more. And this one you're not going to like. Donna Lauren, It Only Hurts When I Cry.
You No, it's not the worst. it's not nearly as bad as Waterloo. But all right.
That's it. And by the way, I'm going to have some operations coming up, too, in the new year. Because,
what's happening?
That's when you can get it, you know?
Well, that's absolutely true. But what's happening?
Next week I'm just going to have a hearing evaluation.
Okay.
Because you know, I'm not hearing as good as I. And then the week after that, I'm going to have two cysts that won't go away on my body. I won't say where. But, yeah, I'm going to have those removed on the 2nd of January. And then on February, on Valentine's Day, I'm going to have one of my eyes, the cataracts, removed.
Oh, good.
And then a month later, I'll get the other one done, the left eye.
Yeah. No, good. So, good.
And then somewhere in between there, I'm going to have oral surgery. Because I don't think I'm going to get my two front teeth for Christmas, so they're like broken. They're kind of broken, and they've always been like had a line of break in them, mm-hmm. you know. Because I played sports, and I got hit in the mouth with baseballs and things like that, and eventually, yeah, they cracked, and now I've got to get them fixed. And so I'm just shopping around for enough insurance and programs to cover most of it.
Yeah. Well, the good news is everything you mentioned is almost routine now in the medical world. It's things that they're good at, so you shouldn't have any trouble at all.
Yeah, I have insurance. In fact, I have an insurance program that actually takes me to these things and brings me back.
Well, that's nice.
No, yeah, they actually have a medical service like that, yeah, you know, where that's part of the insurance.
And that's nice. When it comes to medicine, I never worry about what it costs. I'm more worried about, am I going to survive it? But in this case, everything you're talking about, like I say, is real common. They've got it down truly to a science, and you should have no trouble at all.
Nope, but I'll be a new me. And then down the line, it got better. I was going to get a knee replacement last year, but they said you might get COVID, you know, in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And I said, nope, then I'm not going to have it done. But yeah. Believe it or not, it actually got better. I exercised the right side of me.
Good.
And I can actually walk without a cane now for some long periods of time.
Excellent. The more you can do to avoid that, the better off you will be.
That's what people tell me.
Yeah, absolutely true. Not that it isn't a godsend for many people who have absolutely no alternative, but people who think there aren't potential complications, even 20 years down the road, they're fooling themselves. There absolutely are. So I would say the decision has to be, is there nothing I can do other than this? And in your case, it sounds like, yeah, there was something else you can do, and you did it. That's great.
Yep. I just wanted to be positive. You know,
yeah.
A lot of these people, you know, are ill and having things done, but you know, you got to take charge of your life. I live alone. I went and researched these things myself.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm 70 years old now. I think turning 70 mm-hmm. This summer kind of woke me up. And I went, wait a minute, you know, wait a minute. I got to take charge of some things.
That's right.
20 years.
Right. Yeah.
If I want to live 20 more years, I'd like it to be relatively pleasant.
Yes, right, exactly. You want to be 20 nice years, not 2 years that seem like 20. All right.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, well, good deal.
I've seen residents, and I've seen other people, you know, and they, like, let themselves go.
Yep.
And, you know, they ignored doctoring, you know, and then they wind up in a wheelchair when they're younger than me, you know. It's like,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right, good deal. Sounds like you got it together. Keep us posted, Donald.
Okay, and thanks for listening.
And thanks for the votes. All right, so that's exactly Oh, good. I hung up on Donald and not me. That tells you how I'm doing tonight. But that's where we're going to leave it. And we'll pick it up right there after the news right here on WGN Radio.
Someday an old familiar rain will come along and know my name. And then my shelter will be gone, and I'll have to move along. But till I do, I'll stay a while and track the hidden country of your smile. Someday the man I used to be will come along and call on me. And then because I'm just a man, you'll find my feet are made of sand. But till that time, I'll tell you lies and chart the hidden boundaries of your eyes. Someday the world I used to know will come along and bid me go.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and that's another guilty pleasure. Actually, that's not a hit. I realize that. That's from Glenn Campbell's Gentle on My Mind album. But the hit, of course, is Jimmy Rogers. Loved that, too. But, yeah, I liked it so much I even like it by Glenn Campbell. All right, now that says something. So if I'm willing to admit my guilty pleasures, there's actually a couple other things on that Gentle on My Mind album that I like, too. Without Her, a nice version of that, and it's over. But, yeah, maybe it is. All right, so with that in mind, it's your guilty pleasures. And it's the last night you can do this, and I'm looking for some tiebreakers. So particularly if you've heard other people nominating things and you say, ooh, I love that one too, that's what I want you to admit to. Barbara in Rockford is going to vote for us. Barbara, welcome back to WGM Radio.
Hello there.
How's it going?
I have two songs for you.
Good.
One is Angel of the Morning.
Okay, Merrily Rush, sure.
And I will sing that like a crazy
ooh,
woman.
Good
if
for
time.
You. All right.
And the other one I know no one else is going to vote for, but Ragtime Cowboy Joe.
Oh, okay. No, I didn't think that was a bad song. I'll even admit that. All right. But you're right. Probably nobody else will. Good deal. Thank you.
All righty. Take
appreciate
care.
It. Thanks for calling. All right. So let's see. We've got some votes, I do believe, from Stephanie in Madison. So, Stephanie, how's it going tonight?
Hey, Raleigh. By the way, I'll be thinking... I was thinking of Marianne. I will say prayers for you, Marianne. And, this must be something in the air. I've got some things coming up, too, and I have to figure out how to coordinate them. The main guilty pleasure, and this really is a guilty pleasure, I love Steve Earle, and... he had a song called Guitar Town that came out. It was like one of his, it was a pretty big hit. It's one of his first albums that got popular. And it's a wonderful song. He's a wonderful songwriter and singer, but there's a slur in the song. It's a slur for Japanese, describing a guitar. And, I just cringe when I hear that. I mean, I have the original, got the album, and I love his music, and it was a pretty big hit. They put out a radio edit. They had put cheap guitar, and it's such an obvious, add-on. The editing, it's horrible. But I love that song, but I just, utterly, utterly cringe because of the slur.
What's the title?
Guitar Town. Guitar Town. It was one of his first albums that came out.
Yes, and it was. And it was a 45 in 1986 on MCA.
Yep, exactly. And I think this was not really a hit. Teddy and the Twilight's "A Woman Is a Man's Best Friend." I love that song. I do. I cringe at the title. I would definitely be embarrassed to admit that. But anyway, I wanted to also just wish you guys the very best. Great holiday. I'm so glad you guys are on the air. I just enjoy you guys, you so much, and John, and I just wish you guys the very best, and you take care. If you feel better, and I will talk to you again soon, okay?
All right, good deal. Thanks for calling.
Oh, hey, I just wanted a quick Stacy shout out to yay to Stacy from Algonquin for getting moved. Yay, hallelujah.
Okay. All right, good deal. Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right.
Yeah, now that's interesting because I'm somewhat aware of that Steve Earle record, but I thought it was the other way around. I thought originally lyrics were cheap guitar, and then they were later changed to what they were changed to. So who knows? I don't know. It was a big hit, but it was right after I'd left Billboard, so I no longer kept up with current stuff. But I think it went to like number 7 on the country chart. So 888-876-5593 is 8888-RALEIGH. And let's see what Cindy in Norwich has to say for her bad self. So, Cindy, welcome back to WGN Radio.
My favorite music is the roaring 20s, like the teens and the 20s, you know, the tenors singing love songs and about their escapades. And I guess there was this one, I found some of it, you know, I tried to find it, but like the music I found was that "We Have No Bananas Today," and I'm like, I don't want to hear it. You know, I couldn't get a lot of it where I could listen to it. And I found this one CD. It was like, I don't know. It was, I have to dig it up. I haven't listened to music too much since my boyfriend died because it just makes me cry myself sick. But anyhow, there was this one song that I just thought was the best. I don't know what it was called. It was, "There's Too Many Eyes That Wanna Make Eyes at My Lovey-Dove. There's too many hands that wanna hold hands with, you know, with my lovey-dove." And that's, I mean, I don't remember the whole song. But it was so cute, and it just reminded me of, like...
The artist was Ted Weems on that. There's probably nothing that you would think of from the 20s that you can't find on YouTube. The trick is just knowing the song so you can look for it. Like, you know, you talk about 1921 and first thing, like Sheik of Araby or "Tain't Nobody's Business," you know, 3 o'clock in the morning. All that stuff is on YouTube. So as long as you know the titles, you can listen to them all you want.
I don't.
Well, then
no,
you...
Anyhow, maybe I could go to the library. You know, the library in Norwich is really, I mean, it's really happened. You know, they could maybe help me.
Well, don't you have a computer?
I have a tablet.
That's fine. It connects to the internet. Good enough. There are websites like Gold Standard Song List, and you can get the top.
Oh.
You get the top 15 records for any given year, usually. But GoldStandardSongList.com will give you
some. I'll remember
that. And when you do it, they have. They have a section called Year Composed, and that's where you want to go.
Okay, but then I can't believe that woman. That woman that called, I forget her name, that she actually went through with it and moved. I was going to move, and
no,
I just Stacey, gave
yes.
up.
Why did you give up?
Because it was just too much stress. I tried to do everything at once, and then I just canceled it.
Uh-huh. Well, I'll tell you, it's whenever you have that kind of a decision, it comes down to one thing, is the pain of remaining where you are greater than the pain of moving. In that case, you move. If the pain of moving is greater, you know, then you don't. So it comes down to, you know, you're looking at two negatives from the way you're positioning it. Now, someone else would look at it as two positives, perhaps. But in the case of you, when you're looking at it as two negatives, you pick the one that's the less stress.
Well, I found a place in Schiller Park, and my cousin, he said he sold and bought 21 houses in his life. He was a union carpenter for 10 years, and I don't know what he all did. But then, anyhow, he said that I found a place in Schiller Park. It's like a 55-plus place, but it's not like a retirement home. He said, well, go to the office manager and see if you could see it without the real estate. Just see if they'll show you around. I mean, that's probably the best place I found. I don't want to leave my area.
Well, you're not alone. A lot of people are where they are because they don't want to leave familiarity. And as long as that's tolerable to you, then that's just terrific. But when it becomes intolerable, that's time to take a look at something else. All right. Well, good luck. Thank you.
You know, the only thing is they raised my property taxes for... And I made, $600 day trading in the past month and a little month and a half, less than a month. And all that money just goes to property taxes, and that's it.
Well, no matter what you're doing and where you are, there are positives and negatives. So it's you'll find property taxes virtually anywhere. And if people who are renting say, I don't pay property taxes, well, how the hell do you think the rent is determined? Of course you do. Everybody does.
Yeah, that's right.
So all right. Well, good luck. Thanks.
Okay.
Appreciate it. All right. So 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. John didn't think I could do this tonight. And not doing too well. And hopefully I'm not inflicting that on you. Trying to have a good time here and get through the show. But I have absolutely no idea that we'll make it. But we got Bob at the other end of Master Control, and he's helping too. So if you want to vote for your world's worst hit, wrong. For your guilty pleasures, I say that because, of course, every year we do the world's worst hit records. But every now and then, I say every 3 or 4 years, I get a lot of calls saying, you got to do the guilty pleasures again. And so we are. Now, the interesting thing is you will see, I am sure, when we put this list together, that some of the records that made it on the world's worst are also going to make it on the guilty pleasures. Because, of course, we're talking about hits. And if it's a hit, somebody had to like it, and maybe that someone is you. So fess up. What is it that you secretly love? I want to hear every bit of that. So 888-876-5593. And if you like talking about something else, that's absolutely fine. Everything is up for grabs, and I might even have a few starter stories as well coming up on WGN Radio.
Gonna get along without you now. You told me I was the neatest thing. You even asked me to wear your ring. Then you ran around with every girl in town. You never cared if it got me down. Gonna get along without you now. My honey, gonna get along without you now.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and I admit it. Yeah, it's guilty pleasure. Liked Patience and Prudence. Not so much on Tonight You Belong to Me, but man, on Get Along Without You Now, yeah, I was sold. All right, they were the daughters of a neighbor of the guy who owned Liberty, and hence, next thing you know, they're on record. And that actually was written in 1951 by Roy Hogsett, and it was Roy Hogsett actually released it. He didn't. Milton Kellum wrote it, but it was a sort of big bandish thing. And then Teresa Brewer had a record with it. I wouldn't even say a hit. It wasn't much of a hit. It got up to about number 25 in 1952 on Coral. And it was kind of a swing style, some big band in it. But what was interesting is the most successful version of Gonna Get Along Without You Now is Patience and Prudence. Absolutely recorded in 1956, got to number 11. So that's the benchmark edition. But there were others as well. Skeeter Davis in 1964, and then Trini Lopez in the 60s. The Vibrations, yeah, of Watusi fame. They did it in 1966. So a number of people did, besides Penny Marshall and Cindy Williams on their Laverne and Shirley Sing album. So anyway, 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And yeah, if you want to vote on your guilty pleasures, I would love it. If you want to talk about anything else, the Raleigh James I Hate the Holidays Club is in full swing. And in fact, when John was saying, "You're really going to do this show tonight? You're going to try to do," I said, "Yeah, actually I am." And one of the reasons is because around this time with the Raleigh James I Hate the Holidays Club, I hear from several people who will say, "Hey, you know, it shows like yours that get me through this, because I just hate the season." So I said, "Hey, I can't abandon ship, and so I won't." But right about now, it sure feels like I should. So if it's on your mind, I'll make sure that it's on mine. And as I say, that I have nothing to talk about, because if nothing else, I got the tabloids. Oh yeah, and a whole fresh crop that we might visit. But other than that, of course, we have James's show prep, who gives me story after story after story, one more bizarre than the next, and a lot of them political, so I ignore those for air work, because I figure you can hear that stuff anywhere. We'll just talk about other stuff, and all sorts of things. Of course, people behaving badly, that goes without saying all the way around. But let's see what else we can get. On the happy news, a guy donated his entire fortune, $8 billion, before passing away. And when I read that, while I think that's wonderful, I said, "Man, I hope he did that while he was close to death. You know, he'd hate to give it all away and then find out you got another 20 years left." But it worked fine for him. Then we have man arrested after girlfriend plunges 100 feet to her death during proposal. Apparently she said no. I kid you not. This is in Turkey. And so, again, just like the tabloids, I don't know anybody in Turkey, so I can't verify it. But what the authorities said was there were signs of violent struggle. And it took him 9 months to arrest. I think it was 5 months to arrest the guy. And his girlfriend, she was 39 years old, and she plummeted off a cliffside in northwestern Turkey over the summer. And apparently the loathsome Losario claimed that she said yes, but apparently, yeah, she said yes, and I was grabbing celebratory food and drinks from the car, and I heard a blood-curdling scream and returned at the romantic picnic to find she had tumbled over the edge. Well, not exactly. You see, what police discovered was the ring he claimed to have given her after she accepted his proposal was still in a box inside his pocket. Yeah, so their suspicions grew after finding shattered glasses and a broken music speaker at the couple's engagement spot, seeming to indicate a physical altercation. In other words, how dare you say no? I'll just pummel you. The slain woman's family also told authorities she had been planning to end things and would never have accepted a marriage proposal. So family also claimed that he suffered from panic attacks, and that she did too, and she'd never willingly been so close to the edge of a cliff. Well, so apparently her family filed a complaint against him, and at the time of her death, he played the role of the heartbroken fiancé, telling police they chose to have their engagement on the spot because they thought it would be romantic. Yes, we drank some alcohol. Everything happened at once. She lost her balance and fell down. Well, apparently she didn't. And she initially survived, by the way, 104 feet, later succumbed to the injuries. Jeez. All right, so that's where we're going to pick it up next hour, and I assume we have a full board of calls. So I will talk to Stacy. Oh, Stacy's checking in. I can't wait for the update. And Valerie and James. And there's plenty of room for you, too, coming up on WGN Radio. you. I'm Raleigh James. I know. Now, there's a guilty pleasure for you. Yeah, that's going way back. And Jackie Davis, it all comes back to me now. All right. So I know you're saying, have you ever heard that outside a roller rink? Yes, actually, I have. All right. So 888-876-5593. Stacy in Algonquin is checking in. So, Stacy, how's it going?
Raleigh?
Yeah.
Oh, can you hear me okay?
Absolutely. Loud and
clear. Oh, I'm sorry that you're not feeling well.
Yeah, well, that's the way it is. But how are you doing? How are you liking where you're living? What's going on?
Oh, no, everybody's really nice. I just have to get other stuff sorted out. But everybody's really, really nice. And I skip breakfast, though, because you can't eat all the food. I just got upset today because we had, like, relatives, their relatives over, whoever had relatives. And so they were kind of rushing. We had the 6 o'clock, you know, dinner. And then they were like grabbing the plates off before, you know, the tables and stuff. And it got kind of crazy. But other than, you know, I just got a little tense because I'm trying to clean the rest of what I have to get ready, you know, ready in the apartment. But I wanted to call and just hope that you're better. I'm sorry that you're feeling so bad.
Yeah, well, this too shall pass, we hope. Anyway, what can I tell you? Just glad that you're doing well and the place is working out, and just take it a day at a time and relax. None of this matters.
Oh, no, I want you to get better. Oh, yeah, you have to get better. Yeah, I'll say a blessing
for
you.
All right, very good. I'll take it. All right. Well, good deal. And
Take care, you and John.
All right.
A wonderful, wonderful Christmas Eve and Christmas. Well, you'll be on Christmas,
yes, I will.
Right?
Christmas Day. I sure will.
Okay.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you then.
Yes. Have a wonderful Christmas Eve.
All right. Good deal. Thanks.
Take care.
You too. 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And James in Oregon is going to vote for me. All right, James, what you got?
Hey, well, I'll tell you one of my guilty ones is my grandmother on my stepfather's side there got me interested in a lot of the old classical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorite ones was not that far back, I guess, maybe, was Paco Bell's Canon in D minor.
Okay. I will say that nobody else is going to vote for this.
Well, I figured it's not going to break a tie. No,
yeah, it's not going to be a tiebreaker, but still, that's a nice contribution.
Yeah, but and when I play them, I usually when no one else is around, so I don't listen to those oldies. Yeah, I have a joke, if you have time.
Sure.
It kind of puts me in mind with the guy you was talking about, gave all his money away.
Okay.
Because a lady wakes up in the hospital after a heart surgery, and she sees God standing at the foot of the bed, and she says, "Oh, did I die?" And he says, "Oh, no." He says, "You got at least 30 years to go." And so she said, "Well, that's good." So then she decides to stay in the hospital and have full cosmetic surgery, liposuction, enhancements, facelifts, and all sorts of stuff and done. And then after a couple of weeks in the hospital, she walks out and she gets hit by an ambulance, and
yes,
then she wakes up and she's in heaven.
Yeah.
And she sees God. She says, "Oh, I thought you told me I had 30 years." And he said, "I'm sorry, I didn't recognize you."
Yeah, there you are.
Yeah.
All right.
So that go with that guy gave all his money away, right?
Yeah, exactly. But I guess it ended up well for him. But I don't know. I would want to do that posthumously. He was saying it feels so good to do it while you're living. And I thought to myself,
yeah,
I don't know. I'd be worried about running out. Not at 8 billion, mind you, but as he got down to nothing, because he literally died with zero. I would be a little concerned.
Warren Buffett, he wants him and Bill Gates and all them guys as billionaires to give half their money away before they die.
Yeah, but you know, half of their money, well, that's still going to be more money than the rest of us will ever conceive,
yeah,
let alone
yeah
actually have. So so that may not be such a life-altering problem, but all of it? Yeah, I'd have a little trouble with that.
Well, Warren Buffett's still living in the same house he lived in what, 1950s?
Yes,
so.
Yes, he is. Absolutely.
Yeah.
The Oracle of Omaha. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. His offices are in Kiewit Plaza, and they kept upgrading the building, I will say that.
Yeah. Okay, well, you guys feel better and you guys have a good holiday.
You too. Thanks for calling. Appreciate that.
Okay. Well.
Yeah, 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And all right, Fran and Austin's going to vote for us. All right, Fran, glad you called. What you got?
Well, thanks for reminding me of I'm going to get along without you now. I love that, too.
Okay, good.
Seems like we like a lot of the same.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know how you'd categorize them, but
well, they're your basic wimpy white records, you know.
Yeah.
They truly are. Most of which just make my skin crawl, but the few of them I just love.
Yeah, I couldn't stand Tonight You Belong to Me.
No,
but
Gonna Get Along Without You Now. I mean, hell, I didn't even mind it when Skeeter Davis did it, for God's sakes.
Oh, I've never heard that.
Oh, yeah,
Skeeter Davis reminds me of another one of my guilty pleasures, and that's The End of the World.
Oh, yeah, I Can't Stay Mad at You, too.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I haven't thought of that one. Yeah, I like that, too. I'll put that on my list. Why not?
Yeah, that was one of those, I don't know. I don't know that I'd call it for sure that it's a wimpy white record, but it's damn close. But here is her doing Gonna Get Along Without You Now.
Okay.
No patience in Prudence.
I like it. Cute.
Yeah, just, you know, the other one that I thought was cute, have you ever heard the Trini Lopez version?
Oh my God, that I can't imagine. Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Got along without you before I met you. Gonna get along without you now. Gonna find somebody twice as cute, 'cause you didn't love me anyhow. You ran around with every boy in town, and you never cared if it got me down. You had me worried, always on my guard, but you laughed at me 'cause I tried too hard. Boom, 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 gonna get along without you now. Boom, 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 gonna get along without you now.
Now, what's interesting about that is the boom, boom part actually comes from a version that's older than Patience and Prudence. And there was, in fact, I played a little of this before the show, and John said, you're not going to play that on the air. I said, well, I don't know. He said, no, really, you're not. And I don't know. But, yeah, the Bell Sisters. This was somewhat of a disaster. We'll just say that. But the Bell Sisters had it here. And like I say, it was awful. But let's see if I can find it because it is that bad. But
Well, you're already feeling bad. Don't make yourself feel worse.
No, well, I didn't mind it as much as he did. But the interesting thing of it is the title of the song wasn't Gonna Get Along Without You Now. It was Boom Boom My Honey.
Okay.
Yeah,
he did change a lot of the lyrics in that, Trini Lopez did.
Well, right, because he was going after the Bell Sisters. Here they are.
Right.
Boom, boom, my honey, boom, 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 my honey, boom, boom, my honey, boom, 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 my honey, boom, boom, my honey, boom, 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 boom. I got along without you before I met you. Gonna get along without you now.
I got along without you before I met you. Gonna get along without you now. Boom, boom, my honey, boom, boom, my honey, boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, my honey, boom, boom, my honey, boom, 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 boom. You ran around with every other girl in town, never knew how it got me down.
Yes, and there you have it. They
I think I prefer either. I don't like that one, but I like the. I even like the Trini Lopez.
Yeah,
one.
I did too.
Kind of cute.
Yeah, I thought the Trini Lopez was great, but I knew when I heard that he got it from the Bell Sisters, who actually I don't know that they were Caribbean or anything like that, but they were in movies as far as that goes, and they were always on shows like who was that guy? I think Henri René and his orchestra and all that, and there was a,
the
Bermuda stuff. But there was some. I'm trying to think what the TV show was, but it was one of those like not Kraft Music Hall, but you know, maybe Bing Crosby, you know, that kind of stuff. The variety shows, but yeah.
So
that, yeah, let's I don't. See. I didn't.
Did I
didn't,
say? Did I say Lollipop?
No, the Cordettes let's version.
See. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, interesting, you mentioned the Cordettes, and when it comes to them, there is a Cordettes record I love, and that's a guilty pleasure. I didn't even think about it. But did you know the Cordettes did Eddie My Love?
No!
Then you got to hear this. And I thought that this was... there goes all my credibility. I liked this better than the Teen Queens. Oh, God.
Oh, my. Okay.
Eddie My Love, I love so much, Eddie, my love, I love you so much, Eddie, my love, I love you so, how I've wanted for you, you'll never know, please, Eddie, don't make me wait too long. Just one line, tell me your love is still only mine. Please, Eddie, don't make me wait too long.
So there's all my credibility gone to hell.
I like that. I like that. It's a good version. I don't know. I'd have to listen. Then I think I would like it. I think I do like it better because it's kind of mournful.
Yeah, absolutely, it is, and that's like
and
an
that's
art.
That's what I like better about it. You know, it's, you can really feel that one.
Yeah, yeah, it's an Archie Blyer special. So.
okay.
So yeah, the Cordettes were from Sheboygan, and Archie married one of them, and long after he had Cadence Records, which he owned, and that's why they were on the label, and of course he was, Godfrey's musical director, he went and lived in Sheboygan. Hard to believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think he died there, but, so yes.
Oh, before I forget, also Bread and Butter.
Oh, the New Beats. Now, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I liked Run, Baby, Run.
I love that song.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
In fact, I was going to call and request that one night, and I thought, no, I really won't play that.
Oh, Run, Baby, Run is a great record.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, can I request it then?
Absolutely. I'll play it next. Why not? All right.
All right.
Good deal.
Okay.
Well, some fine choices, as always.
I will be listening and seeing how this turns out.
Yeah.
I hope you feel better.
Yeah, well, you know, we're not, I appreciate that. We're not breaking any ties yet, so I keep hoping here, but we'll see.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I tried to vote for a couple that I had heard, like Peanuts.
Yes.
I know a couple people voted for that, and
yes.
I love that.
Yes. Well, it's interesting. I think I probably have the top 70 that are pretty much together, but those last three are part of a multi-tie, so we'll see how this comes out.
All right.
Thanks. Appreciate it. All right.
Sure.
So,
bye.
I have a feeling we'll break that. And you can email and you can leave phone messages. Phone messages, not the best thing to leave, because I've got one idiot who calls incessantly. I mean, like 20 messages in a day or whatever. So I look at this, and when I see a lot of that, I just delete. I don't hear them. Well, unfortunately, yours might be in the middle of it, and that would mean I wouldn't hear it. But that's same thing with email. You know, I do well, and then I look, and it's like 14,000. How did that happen? And of course, I just hit delete. So assuming you don't care that you might miss it, you can do that. But the best thing to do is, we've got an hour and a half tonight, is to call 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and those are the New Beats. That was Larry Henley's band with the Mathis brothers, Dean and Mark. They're from Southern Georgia, and Larry no longer with us. He died, I guess, about 10 years ago right now, thereabouts. But they were on Hickory and had a few things. They were originally in Shreveport, Larry Henley was. And interestingly, the Mathis brothers, long before they were in the New Beats, were on Chess. And in 1959, they recorded Tell Him No. And what's interesting is, I only know Tell Him No from 1959 by Travis and Bob. So I got to do a little research there before I make any comments, but I'm starting to wonder. All right. Well, it's something to think about anyway. We'll pick it up right there with the news right here on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. I don't know how much we heard after I played Run Baby Run, because we ran into the news, but that's Dean and Mark, who redid Travis and Bob's Tell Him No. That was on the Bullseye level. Dean and Mark were recording for Chess at the time and didn't do anything, but nonetheless, they wound up running into Henley, and he wound up having the falsetto. In fact, I think that this was Larry Henley was, and they were at the the Diamond Head Club, which was over in Bossier City, the other side of Shreveport, right across the river, where there were all sorts of vices available for prices. And in any event, they were performing there. But I guess it was Larry who knew somehow had a contact with Wesley Rose at Hickory in Nashville. And so the three of them wound up being the New Beats. And for years, actually, although after Run Baby Run, there weren't any more hits, but that was the deal. And I think, what was the deal? Dean went on to work for K-Tail and Gusto, doing all those re-records. And Mark is still in Nashville. He owns a karaoke business. So, and of course, Larry, as I mentioned, is no longer with us. All right, so medley of the New Beats there. 888-876-5593. This is the last hour and a half here, or hour and 20 minutes now, of your votes. And then we'll be tabulating for the big reveal on Christmas night with our full live show. All right, so let's see what are we doing with votes from Valerie. All right, Valerie, let's hear them.
Hello, darling.
Yes, what you got?
I have me and Mrs. Jones.
Okay, me and Mrs. Jones, okay.
Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
You like that, huh? Okay.
Yeah, it's one of those guilty things from when I first heard it.
Okay.
Over in Seattle.
All right.
Song Song Blue, of course.
Oh, my God. All right.
Yeah. You better go another. Oh my God, go Cracklin' Rose.
Uh huh. Okay.
Uh huh.
Uh huh.
And then My Sharona.
Okay.
Mandy.
Uh huh.
Filled with a Kiss.
Uh huh.
Me and Julio Down by the Schoolyard.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, it was one of those months.
I can tell.
And then Fernando.
Of course. Of course.
And then Nadia Singh. And most of this was...
Now, you did not mention any of these last night, did you? Because, you know, Carol keeps track of who said what. So as long as these are all new votes.
No. This was me writing down what everybody else was saying after I hung up.
Okay. All right. Very good. Then they all count.
Okay.
All right.
And I will be listening, and maybe I'll hear something else I like.
I hope so.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. All right. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh, and that's going to take us to Robert in Stickney. What's up tonight, Robert?
Yes. I was just I don't know if this is the right night for it, but I used to notice usually on the RCA Victor label there was a part that said a Hugo and Luigi production. I was wondering if you knew anything about that.
Yeah, Hugo Peretti and Luigi Creator, and they worked out of the Brill Building, and they were cousins. And they first did work on Mercury, and they produced some Perry Como and even some Sam Cooke. And then they made a deal with RCA, and of course more Sam Cooke and other stuff there. And but the interesting thing about Hugo and Luigi is at one time they were co-owners of Roulette Records, and people didn't know that. And some of their compositions were credited to Mark Markwell. And a lot of their records had that Hugo and Luigi logo that you saw. And they actually did a series of easy listening music for Roulette, cascading voices and cascading strings. And then after that, they went and formed, you'll know this, Avco Records. Good old Avco Financial Services had Avco Embassy, if you'll remember. And Avco Records produced the Stylistics. And then from that, Hugo and Luigi recorded, launched their own label, which was H&L Records, and the Soft Tones come to mind, but there are many other people that actually hit on the label. But anyway, Peretti died in about 86, and Creator actually, I think, made it till about 10 years ago or so. So that's who Hugo and Luigi, Hugo Peretti and Luigi Creator. Now you know.
Well, I thought of one more nomination. It was a crazy tune called My Boomerang Won't Come Back.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, a great disgrace to the Aboriginal race, My Boomerang Won't Come Back. Yes, that's a fine choice. So
It was about the same time that Tommy Kangaroo Down, I guess.
This was a little earlier. This was Charlie Drake. And Charlie Drake was actually not Australian. It would seem like that from the record, but he was a British comedian, and he put it out in 1961. And it had Drake's Cockney accent on it, and it supposedly was a young Aboriginal lad who had the inability to toss a boomerang, and the local witch doctor and all that stuff. And George Martin produced that, the later Beatles producer and all that. He produced My Boomerang Won't Come Back.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, if I was him, I wouldn't admit it either.
Oh, okay. So take care of yourself, and I hope you're feeling better.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. All right.
Okay,
yes. You'll notice as it fades out, you still owe me 14 chickens. All right. Maybe you can go back and revisit that. 888-876-5593. But while you're thinking about it, and we'll have Chris in Lancaster and Andrew in Chicago, and let's see, we talked to Valerie, I think, Leah and Albert, and Marcus Hooks and Jeffrey and Alsop, all going to vote. There is going to be one line available for you, and I will clear it right now. So 888-876-5593. But as we speak, it is time. The time has come. The momentous moment. It's time for Walter's Perspective, sponsored by HearingHealthCenter.com.
Sit yourself down and think of what you'd like to do today. Then take a look around, and if the sky kind of looks a little gray, just take a hook on a dream. Won't your cares all stop running? Coming when you take a mind excursion. It's just a slight diversion. You might come out a winner in a bullfight in Spain. Paint your face like a ninja, dance for some rain. Get on your magic carpet, cause nothing can stop it. No. Open up your eyes. Excitement to be your friend. Try him on for size. He may lead you to the rainbow's end. You got your ticket to glide. And while the sun's getting brighter, your head's getting lighter when you
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, we played another Anders and Poncia group and with our records the other day, the Guilty Pleasures. Yeah, the Innocents, Mersey Dotes. And I mentioned that the Anders and Poncia duo were famous for a lot of things, including being the Trade Winds. So that was Mind Excursion. And the Vidal's Mr. Lonely. Maybe we'll get to that. I don't know. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. And Ron is a first-time caller, and he is in Sheboygan, so maybe he knows the Cordettes. So hello, Ron. Welcome to WGN Radio. Ron, speak to me.
Hey.
Yeah.
So I knew Carol Bushman.
Wow. Okay.
Yes. I was her paper boy.
Really? Oh, that's neat.
They owned a business after she was out of singing. They owned a business on 8th Street in Sheboygan, a sporting goods business, her and her husband.
Uh-huh.
And I was their paper boy.
Uh-huh.
And she nicknamed me the Minnow.
Well, that's great. That's great.
Absolutely wonderful lady. And just was always just very friendly and very caring.
Yeah. Carol had joined them in 1947. One of the original members had left, and she joined. And Janet Ertel, who was originally Janet Bushman, she's about 10 years older than Carol, and she's the one who married Archie Blyer, and that's how they wound up on Cadence Records.
Right. Yep.
And so, from what I understand, eventually Archie came to Sheboygan and lived there the rest of his life. Is that true?
That is true, yeah.
All right. That's neat. Yeah. Royalty. Musical yeah. royalty.
Yes.
And Janet's daughter wound up marrying one of the Everly Brothers.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Well, neat.
So I do have a question for you.
Yes.
You know, so the song Sheboygan, Sheboygan, that's the town that I long to be in. Can you tell me about that?
Not much. I am aware of it, but in terms of much history, I think, wasn't that mentioned my name in Sheboygan? And I think the Everly Brothers had a version of it, and Beatrice Kay had a version of it, if that's the same one.
No, that would have been different. So
okay.
I was just curious, and this was one that I learned from my uncle when I was young, and I was just curious of the history of that.
I'll find it. If it's not the song I'm thinking of, I'll find it. So
I will be listening. Yeah. I will be listening to you on my Heathkit AM direction finder.
Oh, terrific. That's wonderful. All right. Well, I'll start to look at it when I get off the air tonight, and hopefully I'll have an answer for you Monday night.
All right.
All right. Thanks.
Raleigh, you take care.
You too. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so no, Sheboygan, there's a lot of those records that maybe were regional or whatever, but no, I don't know, and I'll try to find it. All right, so there are a number of songs that mention Sheboygan, but yeah, the Sheboygan Longshoremen, yeah, it's been hell after this year. All right, so enough of that. All right, we won't revisit that. We'll vote, is what we'll do. Chris is in Lancaster, Ohio. Chris, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi. I've got a vote, and I also have a question.
Yes.
My vote is for the Mrs. Miller version of Downtown.
It charted. That's okay.
Okay. I was messing around, you know, just goofing around on Facebook and stumbled across a group of for fans and just kind of got hooked on it, although I do remember it was original. And started digging deeper, found out that her niece is still alive, and she's just dearly devoted to her. So I started a Facebook page in her honor.
No kidding.
And, yeah.
Oh, this is great. Now, of course, as you know, Mrs. Miller was deadly serious. She didn't realize it was a joke.
Yes, I know. Matter of fact, one of the more interesting stories was they, for one of her later albums, they convinced her to hold a pace, plate of marijuana brownies. And on the way home from the photo session, she asked her niece, why were they green?
Oh, jeez.
And when she found out, she cried.
Oh, no. Oh. That's so sad. So I'm on Facebook now, and is it just Mrs. Miller? What's the page called?
Mrs. Miller. Well, the name of the page for Facebook purposes is Mrs. Miller fans, but it comes up as Mrs. Miller when you pull it up.
Okay. Do you have 365 followers? Is that the page? Let's see. As a personal blog, is it a personal blog? Because I found something called Mrs. Miller, and it's.
Pull it up real quick.
Yeah, I don't know if this is you. I don't think so. I don't think this is our Mrs. Miller. I think this is maybe somebody who actually is Mrs. Miller. I don't know, some other person.
Yeah, there are a couple of. There's a new. New young lady named Mrs. Miller, and she started that after I started.
Okay, here we go. Elva Miller, Mrs. Miller fans. Yes, here we go. All right.
Yes.
Will success spoil Mrs. Miller? Oh, that's great. That's just terrific. All right. The Ed Wood of rock and roll. Yes, that's right. How the world's worst singer became a legendary icon. Yeah, but as I say, it's so sad because she believed every bit of it. She was as serious as a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
And she was so bad.
Yes, the queen of vibrato.
Yeah, just unbelievable. I'm surprised nobody took her aside at some point early in the game to say, Elva, you do know. But, I mean, no one would tell her.
She She was married to a much older man who just indulged her.
Yes, had money. That's right. Had quite a bit of money. Mm-hmm. So he had to know she couldn't sing.
Oh, I'm sure he didn't, but he didn't want to hurt his wife. You know, this was, you know, he was a fairly well-to-do older man with a younger wife, and he just wanted to do whatever it took to make her happy. He even had a little speaking part on one of her earliest records.
Really?
Pre-Capitol.
Really?
Just introducing her. Yeah.
Oh.
And then, of course, Gary Owens.
Yes.
Involvement.
Of course.
Unfortunately, I wind up posting more stuff about Gary Owens than I do about Mrs. Miller, because it's easier to find stuff about Gary Owens.
Right.
Her niece loves just better for their put I publish about Gary too. So
it is one of those amazing things how she came to record this stuff at all, you know, and it does lives on, you know, I will say it absolutely lives on.
Yeah. And her producer for Capitol refuses to talk about it.
Who produced it?
Oh, my goodness. I want to say Alvina Ray, but I don't...
Oh, God, he's not... You know, okay. Yeah, so that's what I'm... Let me... I'll see if I can look this up quickly, which maybe I can't, but I'm curious who they convinced to produce her.
It is somebody who had some sort of relationship with him, because he was Mormon.
Okay. Well, now that you're saying that, you're talking about Lex Azevedo.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Lex, you know, he's the guy who did all the Bonneville easy listening covers, you know, like Steppenwolf with Strings and that stuff. So, yes,
yeah.
Lex Azevedo. You betcha.
Yeah.
That's
what it was. He will not talk about Mrs. Miller.
I can see that. I probably don't talk about much when we get right down to it. I met him a few times when he was doing the Bonneville work. And he's still with us because he's not that old. He probably turned 80 this year, I would assume he did. All right. So I bet you there's a lot of things he doesn't talk about. You know, he was the musical director for Sonny and Cher. For the television show. Also for the Osmonds. Yeah, he did a lot of that. He did a lot of that kind of stuff.
I wouldn't talk about that either.
Well, I wouldn't. Absolutely. I'd be more proud of Mrs. Miller than the Osmonds. But of course, come on. I mean, you know, the Osmonds were, LDS favorites. I mean, it is 10% of the gross. So, oh, man. Yeah, so that's really interesting. I love it. I'm sure there's a great story there. He also produced Nobody But Me, The Human Beings, believe it or not.
Oh,
No.
Did not know that.
Yeah, he produced that. And, so he did a number of things. But I love the way whenever you read about it, it'll say that he secured a novelty contract for Mrs. Miller. You know, she didn't know it was a novelty. All right. And, you know, Lex was a descendant of the King sisters, if you remember that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I knew about that connection.
Oh, yeah.
Why so. I got confused with Alvina Ray, who was married to one.
Right. Yeah. And exactly. So interesting. All right. Well, so did Mrs. Miller's niece have any insight that we otherwise don't know?
I'm sure she does. There was a little play written about her called Mrs. Miller Does Her Thing. And I've seen some clips of it on YouTube. She actually gave me a copy of the script, but her son said, "Hey, wait a minute! I don't have permission from the actual author to release this." So I
gave it back.
Yeah.
All right. Well, interesting stuff. Great to hear from you. And I love this little site. I'll check in from time to time.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
All right. So there you have it. Yes, downtown. And, well, you've heard it, right? Well, maybe after the news, if you haven't. Well, yeah, I know. Get ready. All right, then, like I say, we got Andrew, we got Dennis, we got Leon Albert, Jeffrey, and Cousin Jim. All that and more coming up next hour right here on WGN Radio. I'm Robbie James, and yeah, I played it last night. Probably play it Monday night, too, because, you know, you just can't play that enough Christmas time. It's one of my favorite records, because it just doesn't work in April or June or one of those. So, yes, Carla Thomas, 1963. That was the 1963 version on Atlantic. It was also recorded 66 on Stax, and a recording on 79 on Gusto. 888-876-5593. Leah and Albert have been waiting patiently almost an hour, so I want to hear all these guilty pleasures.
Well, Raleigh, I'm going to put Albert on because he has a guilty pleasure. But can I put him on speakerphone because he can't hold the phone?
All right.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, let's try that.
There you go, Albert.
All right,
hey,
Albert.
Raleigh.
Hey, Albert. So what is it that you're willing to admit?
Oh, my goodness. Actually, I got up to have a cup of tea, and I looked down at the pile of my 8-tracks. Uh-huh. And on the very top of my 8-tracks was The Knack.
My Sharona.
Yes.
All right.
And being a drummer, I mean, you know, that was one of my favorites. And people used to look at me and go, you like that song?
Oh, that's
great.
Like,
of course, I love that song.
That's perfect. That's absolutely in the spirit of that. Yes, The Knack, My Sharona. And Sharona still lives. She's selling real estate in California.
Oh, my heavens, I never even knew that.
Yeah.
It's about a real person?
Yeah, it's a real person who went to high school with him, and she has been interviewed several times, and she gets a kick out of it. So, yes, she is Sharona.
That's great.
That is awesome.
Yeah. So what else you got for me? Leah, anything?
No, I have nothing. I'm proud of everything I like.
Neil Diamond. There you go. Oh God, Neil Diamond, unbelievable. I have to
admit though, I really like Gee Whiz, That's Christmas.
Yes. Yes, I think that's a wonderful little record. But like I say, I get all sorts of weird looks when I play it in July, so I'll make the most of it now. All right. Well, thanks. Thanks for waiting and thanks for calling.
Oh, yeah,
I hope you feel better.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate that. All right, so that's very good. My Sharona. I think that may be moving up the charts. I don't know. Carol will be the arbiter of that because...
you can always vote.
Yeah. So, right. But you can vote. I can't vote, and John can't vote, but you can vote. 888-876-5593. We've got Dennis and Scottsdale. Welcome back to WGN.
Well, I am here riddled with guilt tonight.
Oh, excellent, excellent.
First of all, calling you on your toll-free number instead of your commercial line, which I like to usually do so you don't have to pay the bill. Okay. But that has to be from a cell phone.
It does?
And the way cell phone audio is these days, whenever I hear myself on the playback, it sounds like I'm talking through 40 feet of stovepipe, and I hate it.
Oh, that's funny. So, I didn't know it had to be through a... I thought you could dial it from anything. I'll be darned. All right, well...
Oh, you could. You could, but I just have your commercial number in, and that way, you know, you don't have to pay the bill.
All right.
Anyway, so thank you.
Yes.
I'll send you a check.
No, it's all right.
My guilty pleasure, and I worked hard to find one that I didn't think you'd like. Gilbert O'Sullivan, Eau Claire.
Oh, okay. Well, I like Alone Again, naturally, but okay. Claire, yeah.
Yeah, I do, too.
All right, Claire.
And, you know, I was a kid listening to that. It caught my attention. My mom's name was Claire, and she was a saint. And so I think it was years before I figured out that O'Sullivan was singing about a 10-year-old girl or something.
Right, exactly, but, yes.
It was just a cute song. The other one is Barry Manilow, Copa.
Oh, and I like that, too.
I do, and guilty or not, I do like that. But some people just hate it.
Yeah, and there's so many Barry Manilow records that you should hate that I don't know why they're picking on Copacabana.
Yeah, it's a good story, and I knew people like that.
Well, you know. Sure. No,
I knew people who, you know, rotted in a bar.
Right.
In the old dress. It's a credible story.
Yeah, and he wrote it, and God knows he was in enough bars.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You had a caller earlier, I don't know if it was today, maybe it was yesterday, who, his guilty pleasure was Benny Goodman, Sing, Sing, Sing.
Yes.
That's a heck of a piece of music. That's a beautiful piece of music.
I guess no reason to be ashamed of that.
No, I heard the WDR Orchestra in Cologne, Germany. I heard them perform that in a theater a couple of years ago with about a 50-piece orchestra and a gentleman that played the clarinet just like Benny Goodman himself, and it was just stunning. So to hear somebody say, oh, it's a guilty pleasure, man, leave it alone. It's a nice piece of work.
Yeah. Well, you know, let's face it. Two people are not going to vote for it. It's so out of the demos that most people will contributing.
That's absolutely true.
We didn't have to worry about it rising. But I think Copacabana is a fine record. I'm not embarrassed to admit it. After all, the club that influenced it was the Copacabana Hotel in Rio.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Your caller from Sheboygan mentioned a Heathkit. That warmed my heart.
Yeah.
That was a great company based there in Benton Harbor, Michigan. Made great stuff. I had a lot of it myself. You build it yourself.
Uh-huh.
And every time I fly over Benton Harbor, I kind of bow my head in homage since they're not there anymore.
Yeah.
But a caller from Sheboygan. I wonder if he knows Gus Polinski, the Polka King.
Well, I'm sure he knows of him.
Yeah,
I'm sure he knows of him. He might not have known him personally, although you never know.
Well, that's a punchline from the movie Home Alone,
right,
if you've ever seen it.
No.
It's John Candy.
Okay.
It's really a cute line.
Okay.
It's actually a pretty famous clip. If you look up John Candy, Polka King, Home Alone, you'll find the clip. And it's the funniest part of the movie as far as I'm concerned.
Okay. I will search for that.
If you, in your runnings around in music and recording business, have you ever run into Bruce Vilanich?
No. Who is he?
Oh, look him up. You'll recognize him immediately. I told you I was at those concerts, and the final concert, he did an introduction and a tribute to the Manhattan Transfer, because he was with them doing some kind of work way back in the early days in the 70s when they were digging around the downstairs clubs in New York.
Now,
and getting started, and told a lot of funny stories. He's a very humorous guy. I've seen him. He looks like an old rocker.
Okay, so this is the comedy guy, not a musician. But maybe he is a musician. But I thought he was a comedy writer. If that's what I'm thinking about,
He is.
Okay.
But he's written for everything.
He was on Hollywood Squares, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. He's a funny guy. I just wondered if you ran into him in all your travels.
No, never, absolutely never. That's interesting. He was head writer. I just looked him up. He was head writer for the Oscars 2014. No.
Yeah.
Did not missed him entirely. Oh God, he was co-writer for the Donnie and Marie show. And I guess that's on his resume. Oh my God.
Okay.
Now the Paul Lynde Halloween special, that was probably pretty good.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, he's very prolific. He was at the after party and stuff, and he's a very popular guy, well known, and did a funny and heart-rendering and funny intro. But I mean, funny guy, so I could see why he's a good writer. But
yeah.
You know, as much as you got a story about everybody, and I thought you'd have run into him somewhere. But
no, and I don't. You know that I know a lot of people, but I'd say there are more that I don't know. So yeah, and especially being from LA, everybody thinks I knew everybody was on television. I didn't even own one, so the only time it would intersect is I had some radio friends who also worked TV. So when I'd be visiting them or we'd be doing something together, I'd occasionally see some TV people. But no, I really have no contacts beyond that whatsoever. Although when I was unpacking old clothes the other day, I did find some hard copy sweatshirts.
Oh, wow. Okay. You know, something just came to mind. I don't know how much time we have, and I'll make this one very short, and I promise my last question. We've talked about a lot of old radio serials that were on, and I mean paid programming, the preachers and all that
stuff.
Sure. I remember hearing all over the radio about 1970-something, Garner Ted Armstrong.
Yes, the World Tomorrow.
Yes. He was,
of course.
Dallas, Texas. 75206. I still remember the damn address.
Yeah, he was the son of Herbert W. Armstrong, who founded that big church, Worldwide Church of God.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And HLH was his only sponsor. I guess they were a big vegetable company or something.
Yeah.
I don't know why they went away. Did he pass away or something?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. He died in 2000.
I'm sure he's gone.
Yeah, he died like in 2003. I mean, it's like 20 years ago.
Oh. And, well, his show went off way before then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, you know, if you don't pay, it's as simple as that. But, yeah, The World Tomorrow on radio, his father started that, and then he took it up and did that for years. But then, of course, he did televangelism, too. And so, he was from Eugene, Oregon, originally, and then was in Gladewater, Texas.
I think when I was hearing him, he was more about politics.
Right. Oh,
religion.
Absolutely.
I guess his dad was more religion.
Well, no, his absolutely. The dad was in there as well with politics, and there were issues in terms of religion too. I mean, I think it was Garner Ted who actually got disfellowshipped is what they called it. You know, that's their version of excommunicated.
Oh.
And that was his own father disfellowshipped him. And what can I say? It was typical television. So, he was friends with Buck Owens, of all things. And I know Buck entertained at the Feast of Tabernacles convention. So,
Now, was Herbert W. the father or was Garner Ted the father?
Herbert W. Garner Ted was the son. And after Buck Owens did this convention, he had Garner Ted on Hee Haw. And he had Garner.
Oh, really?
True story. Had Garner Ted in the patch, like they used to do the corn patch, and he stood up in the corn patch and said "Salute" to Eugene, Oregon, and he sang too. Believe it or not. So it was kind of famous. So
of all the things I've heard you mention, I've never heard you mention that program.
No,
but,
well,
that's why I brought it up.
It was around for forever, but. Merle Haggard, when he did Ogie from Muskogee, said that he wrote that being inspired by listening to Garner Ted Armstrong's The World Tomorrow.
Yeah, I guess I can see that.
Yeah, oh, absolutely I can see it. And, you know, Herbert, unfortunately, was like a lot of these evangelists who thought they could see the future. And so he put out booklets about that. Near as I know, none of it came to pass, at least not that on this plane that I know of. But they all did that. And I think it was a couple times when the prophecies didn't materialize, that was sort of a drop in viewership. So I think Herbert W. said, well, I'm going to stop doing these prophecies and start talking about Christian living. So
And get egg on your face. All right, I will let you go and let others call us, jump in, and you have a great day and
feel
better.
All right, you too. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Okay, Raleigh.
All right, so good deal. 888-876-5593. But, yeah, The World Tomorrow I remember it very, very well. But, you know, it was, Dennis is right, there was a political tinge to it, and it was actually, you know, they didn't mean for it to be, but it was not as funny as some of the other guys, that's for sure. But nonetheless, 888-876-5593 is 8888. Raleigh, we're going to get some more votes. We're going to get to Jeffrey, and we got Andrew in Chicago, and Johnny D, and Cousin Jim, and hopefully you too coming up on WGN Radio.
She's a great little housewife, though sometimes she talks like a fool. But she helps at the store in the holiday rush, and she picks up the kids after school. And she puts down the phone when her husband comes home, and she changes from mother to wife, till she feels the words hanging between them. She hangs by her words to her life. She says, I swear I love my husband, I love my kids, I wanted to be like my mother, but if I hadn't done it as soon as I did, oh, there might have been time to be me for myself. For myself, there's so many things that she wishes. She don't even know what she's missing, and that's how she knows that she missed.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and yeah, there's a guilty pleasure. Doesn't count because it's not a single, but it was on Barry Manilow 2, his first big album. Jesus. And I just thought that was the best song. And so did Dusty Springfield, actually, who recorded it a few years later. And several other people did as well. And for whatever reason, none of them as good as Barry Manilow. So something about Sandra. It's very maudlin, that's for sure. It's a tear in your beer song if ever there was, but worth hearing. All right, so a guilty pleasure. Jeffrey and Alsop, I'm fessing up, so you can too. Give me your list. Jeffrey.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, you're on the air now?
Yes, and you are too. Wake up. All right, so what you got?
Okay, yeah, well, I've been waiting for so long.
I know.
There's just two.
Okay.
Raleigh, and that is, one is Tiny Tim, Tiptoe Through the Tulips, which is a song that's like 100 years old.
No, of course, but not his versions. All right, if you're willing to admit that, good.
Well, no,
for
I'm
you.
Not talking about his versions. I mean, it was 30 years old when he did it.
Right, of course it was, yeah.
And the second one, you play Glenn Campbell's almost a version of it. The music was the same, but I saw a movie when I was a child called The Littlest Hobo.
Uh-huh.
And it was about a dog that ran the rails and everything and helped people. And at the end, because the dog was so wonderful and helped the little girl walk who was disabled, everybody wanted the dog, and the dog escaped them. It didn't want to be owned by anybody, and it jumped on the freight train and went out of town. But it was a wonderful movie, and the music that Glenn Campbell played, you played it tonight, is the same music. I don't know if the words are identical.
Oh, well, that was a Jimmy Rogers hit, The World I Used to Know, and actually, I'm hesitant to admit that, but the writer was Rod McEwen.
Right, but anyway, the movie was called The Littlest Hobo, and it came out, I think, about 61, 62.
Okay.
So if somebody likes animal movies, that's a wonderful thing for the adults and the kids to see.
Yeah.
Because I always remembered it.
So
with
Tiptoe Through the Tulips, by the way, there were over 119 versions of it, and the first one came out in 1929 by a guy named Nick Lucas, the crooning troubadour.
Yeah, I was going to say, they played that in a movie called The St. Valentine Day Massacre.
Uh-huh.
That's it was by Roger Corman, that movie.
Yeah, that figures.
And if you see the movie, you'll hear that song.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about Mrs. Miller earlier. She recorded it too, which is really frightening.
Well, Anyway, I wanted you to know at least, you know, because I thought Tiny Tim's version was very amusing and funny.
Okay.
And
a fine choice.
And I did like it.
All right,
but the thing is, nobody listens to it anymore. Anyway, nobody cares. But I just thought I'd remember that.
Very
one.
Good,
and the other one as well.
Very good. Thanks for the additions, and thank you for waiting.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
bye-bye.
Appreciate it. All right, and we're into the news again. So if you're listening on the stream, you're hearing us, and if you're listening to WGN, you're hearing the news, and you'll hear me again in moments here on WGN.
Don't you think it's kind of crazy how we've both been smiling ever since we said our first hello? Sugar, it's too late to run for cover, 'cause we started something neither one of us.
Heat Wave, more of that Hot Property album I like so well from 1979, Rod Temperton, of course, and This Night We Fell. Yeah, Phil Ramone produced that. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And let's see, Johnny D. in Ohio. Got some votes for me, Johnny D.
Yes, hello, Raleigh.
Thanks for waiting.
I put my glasses on so I can think.
So you can read your list.
Yeah. So I fell asleep. I missed an hour and a half of the show.
Yeah, that happens to me, too. Okay.
And I was, well, you were partially responsible because, you know, I think you're going to make it through the show. You're not going to throw the towel in.
No, I think I am, too. And I'm going
soldier through again.
And I'm going to try food afterwards. John came in earlier, and he said, are you going to try anything now? I said, oh, no. But after the show, I will. Yeah.
Well, that's what happened. I ate something. This Marco's Pizza has this new thing called a pozole. Right?
Oh, yes.
It's like pozole. It's like a, I don't know, a long rolled up dough with sausage and pepperoni inside. I got it with cheese.
Yeah.
And stuff. And it was real good. But then I didn't order it because the lovely and talented Becky is not home, sleeping over my daughter's tonight. Right. Tomorrow's the last day of school.
Uh huh.
For Sammy and my daughter.
Uh-huh.
Anyhow, so then I didn't order this thing until like 9:40, a quarter to 10 my time, which is like, a quarter to 9, wherever you are. Yeah. Anyhow, so I ate it.
Yeah.
And then I'm listening to you, and I'm listening to Marianne talk about reindeers in Ohio or something like that.
Yeah.
And then I'm listening to you say, well, I ain't going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just drifted away.
Good.
You know.
Excellent. Well, glad I could help. And you're back awake again.
Yeah, I woke up when Elber was talking about My Sharona.
Yes.
Yeah, because I voted for that yesterday.
Yes, I know.
My Sharona.
Yes.
And then I got a couple of, one other thing. I sent you an email with a Christmas missive.
Okay, I'll look for it. I'm real far behind. Real far behind.
I just sent it to you tonight before the show.
Okay.
Christmas song. But anyhow, so I want to do, and I guess it don't matter now, just late in the contest or whatever. Red Rubber Ball.
Oh, okay. The circle. Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right.
The Red Rubber Ball.
Yeah.
And then Bang a Gong, Get It On.
All right. All right. You got
and
it.
And then I don't know if I did a Live for Today.
Oh, yeah, sure, la, 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 Live for Today. All right,
grassroots. Yeah, the grassroots.
Okay.
Okay, Raleigh, so, you know, you're on Christmas night. Okay.
Yes, I'll talk to you then.
All righty then.
Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Appreciate it. All right, so 888-871. No, 888-87. I don't know my own damn phone number. How is this possible? 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. Yeah, that's sort of an indication of how I'm actually feeling and what you're not hearing. All right, that's horrible. I should at least know the phone number. Elaine in Oak Forest, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
Thanks for waiting.
No problem. I'm going to another vote for my Sharona.
All right. Absolutely. Good deal.
Oh, and that Christmas song you played, who did that?
Oh, Carla Thomas, Gee Whiz, It's Christmas.
Carla Thomas.
Yes.
That's a good little song.
Yeah, I think so, too. I wish it wasn't about Christmas. I could play it all year long. You know?
Yeah. Well, that's much better than Mariah Carey's.
Oh, well, yeah, that's not going to be happening. No.
Oh, I'm getting tired of that song.
Yeah. We'll be avoiding that one.
Good.
All right. Well, thank you. Much appreciated.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Bye-bye. All right, so 888-876-5593, taking us to Cousin Jim in Chicago. All right, Cousin Jim, what's up?
Well, I have two guilty pleasures.
Good.
The first one is the first same as my cousin, Sherry, is.
Yes.
Edmund Fitzgerald.
Okay, all right.
I like the lyrics, but they can never figure out how to dance to it.
Yeah, I don't think you were supposed to. Exactly.
And my other one is my favorite song of all times, 16 Tons.
Okay, of course. That's a wonderful record. But
I was 6 years old when Ernie Ford had that as number one.
Yeah, but are you embarrassed to admit it?
No, I'm not that I love it. I'm embarrassed that I used it to hurt people.
Oh, you did.
The way I did that is, there was one time me and three buddies were driving up to northern Wisconsin, and I was a driver, and we were and they were pulling a prank on me. So I got mad and I started to serenade them with 16 Tons and other tunes, and I went back to 16 Tons for half an hour. I punished them by singing.
Oh.
Because my singing voice is not good.
Well, no, that's all right. That's a fine story. When you said you hurt them, I was afraid you were breaking the records over their heads. All right.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
So that's my two votes.
Very good
okay,
choices. Thanks. All right. So good to hear from Cousin Jim. All right. So 888-876-5593. What do we have? Oh, I'm trying to see who's been waiting for. So, Tom in North Aurora, welcome back to WGN.
Hello, Raleigh. I love your show.
Thank you.
I really do. I love your show. It's a good show. I have several songs that I would like. Fifth Estate, Ding Dong, The Witch is Dead.
Oh, my God. And anybody who even remembers the Fifth Estate. Oh, my
God.
Okay.
My daughter loves it, and she's 41.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely loves it. George McRae, Rock Me Baby, I believe it's called.
Yes, it is.
Leapy Lee, Little Arrows.
Okay.
I love that song. I really do. I love that song. I used to have the record when I was a kid.
Yeah, on Decca.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. One more.
Yes.
And the other side of the record is Backwards.
Oh, They're Coming to Take Me Away, haha.
No.
No. What else?
Yellow balloon.
Oh God. Yes, that was terrible. Okay.
I liked it though.
All right. Well, that's good. That's good. All right.
I mean, there's another one. I guess Indian Lake by Cal Phil.
Right. Exactly.
I could go on and on.
Yeah, Indian Lake is a scene you should make with your little one.
That's right.
Yeah.
And they won't let him play it on the radio because of the word Indian in the song.
Oh, please. What, they want to call it Native American Lake?
Yeah. Yeah, that's like person hole for a manhole cover.
Right, okay. Exactly.
All right, but I love your show.
Right.
I really do.
Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Yes, the Fifth Estate. I hadn't thought about them in years. Yeah, they were from Stamford. And I don't know why. That was on Jubilee. But I always think of oldie shows like Dick Bartley. You know, he'd have the stereo version of Ding Dong, The Wishes. And I'd say, I'm bad enough in mono. All right, so 888-876-5593. What does, let's see, I'm going to get to Annette and Carol Stream. Welcome back to WGN.
Thank you. I have seven, if I can remember them.
Let's try.
Okay. The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Okay.
That seems to be getting a lot of votes, and
yes.
I've always liked that.
Good.
Woodstock, done by Joni Mitchell.
Uh-huh. I got pains just writing it. Okay.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Then you're going to like the next one even less, I think. Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Sweet for Judy Blue Eyes.
Uh-huh. All right. All right. I'm sure the nausea will abate. I hope so. All right.
Eventually.
Yeah, right, exactly. Number four?
Song Sung Blue by
Neil
Diamond.
Oh, God. I think that's going up the charts. Okay.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
That's what made me think of it, was I kept hearing other people say it.
Right, and you like it. Yeah, all right, well.
Yeah, sort of, yeah.
Yeah.
Ventura Highway by America.
Yes, all right.
I love that song.
Okay. So, very good.
How many is that?
That's five. You got two more if you want. I mean, you mentioned.
Yeah, shoot. Now I can't remember one of them. And the thing is, my last line, I don't know if you'll count it because I don't think it was ever a hit. Does this have to be a hit?
Well, it's supposed to be a hit, but if everybody knows it, you know, like, I want a hippopotamus for Christmas, that would count. So what is it?
No, I don't think everybody will. It's called Guide Cats for the Blind. It's done by Cindy Mankson. She's
Guide Cats
singer.
For the Blind? I love this already, by the way. And
I think you would enjoy it, really.
Cindy Mankson?
Mankson.
Oh, I want to hear this.
It's on YouTube.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I want to hear this. Guide Cats for the Blind. All right. No, it does not count, but I still want to hear it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. What else?
Oh, there was one more.
Yes.
There was one more. Carpenters. I like a whole bunch of Carpenters songs. I don't know if anybody mentioned For All We Know.
Oh, I don't know either. Oh, God. All right. Very good. Very, very fine. Yeah, we've gotten a lot of
pleasures, right?
Yes, that's absolutely right. And you're willing to true confessions, and that's wonderful. So thank you for calling.
Yeah.
Appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay.
All right. Thanks,
Raleigh.
Yeah.
You take care.
You too. Now I gotta find Guide Cats to the Blind. All right. Now, no matter what else we're doing, I'm gonna find that in moments here on WGN Radio.
Futile springs to mind. Mission Impossible. Yes, that's the attempt to harness for mankind the intelligence of cats. You've made a basic error, now let me expound. This master servant thing's okay, but no, not that way round. We don't do the faithful subject, we don't do the daily grind. You should never have attempted it. Guide Cats for the Blind.
Oh, God. All right, well, there it is. It wasn't a hit, and there's a good reason, too, but that's Cindy Mankson, Guide Cats for the Blind. All right, top that, but it wasn't a hit, so it doesn't count. All right, so we're going to get some votes, are we, Laura and Willowbrook? So, Laura, vote away. Laura.
Alexa Huff.
Alexa Huff? All right, well, whatever. Not sure what that's about, but missed something somewhere in the translation. So I think that our last vote is going to be quick. Sherry in Naperville, cousin Sherry. All right, so Sherry, go for it.
Hey, Raleigh, how are you? I wanted to chime in on, Rhett. David, what was I saying?
Oh, why should I have
done this? Sun Blue.
Okay.
And also, the My Sharona, because I was marching drum corps in 79, and was really popular then.
Okay, good, good, good. Fine choices, Sherry. Thank you.
And thank you. Appreciate for it. Talking to your cousin Jimmy.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks. All right. So, yes, 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And let's see. I think Andrew wants to talk about radio, or maybe you want to vote. You want to vote? Yeah, I don't know. He gave up. All right, Andrew. Good night, Andrew. Hopefully it's a nice sleep. And absolutely, when you can, by all means, sleep. Do not listen to the show. Sleep. But Laura in Willowbrook is back. All right, so let's hear those votes, Laura.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I goofed on you earlier. Okay. These are songs that I absolutely love when people, like, want to just, like, oh, do you have to do that one again? So I have to crawl under the table when I want to admit to these. Gotta throw some John Denver out. Take me home, country road.
Country roads, okay. What else?
Gotta do also, thank God I'm a country boy, John Denver.
Okay.
And then, oh God, this one really makes people's skin crawl when I'm into Mandy by Barry Manilow.
Okay, Mandy, so got it.
That's my list.
Very good. Thank you, Laura. I appreciate it.
All right. Happy holidays.
Good deal. Bye. And I did get a few email votes that I noticed this evening, and a text vote or two. I can never reply to texts, by the way. I do see them if I look, but I can't reply. It doesn't work like that. So you can continue to do that by email or by leaving phone messages or text messages. But as I say, there's no guarantee that I'll actually get them. But if I do, I'll forward them to Carol for the final tabulation because she's good at this and I'm not. So with that in mind, I believe we're going to end the show tonight with a man of 5,832 stories as well. We should. It's James on the South Side. How's it going, James?
Oh, I'm hanging in here.
Good. How's the angle?
I'm glad you're... Oh, it's doing better. Okay, at least it's not hurting as much.
Excellent. Well, that's the best news of all.
There was one story time really warmed my heart. It was from Florida, where a student who rescued a woman from being swept out to sea was given a full ride scholarship.
Which is nice, absolutely nice. However, as I say, I go the other way on these stories. The woman who once claimed she was arrested for being so good looking is now sentenced to murdering her mother.
Yeah, I'm like thinking, oh, you're doing the inverse of the James Dean line that was said. Live fast, die young, and leave a beautiful corpse?
Yeah, well, apparently she'll be beautiful in prison, I guess. Her mother will not be a beautiful corpse because she did this by breaking a table over her head and then killing her with shards of glass. Gaiety Nightly in Las Vegas. Yes, that's only in Las Vegas, of course. And I got to the one about the supposed intended, the fiancé, who actually threw his bride-to-be off the cliff when she said no. I liked that story. So,
Okay. And you can't figure what's going on here. I mean, okay, if she says no, just simply... leave it at that. I mean, it wasn't meant to be.
Yeah, right. Well, no, he didn't. Now we have the Alabama inmate who asked the judge to leave prison so she could attend a funeral. The funeral is of the person she killed.
Yeah, that I said, I was left speechless.
Yeah, she's 22. The significant other was 56. And I guess the deal is that she shot him is what she did, and she'd been living there for the last year, and said that he'd mix illicit drugs with medication and got very paranoid, and she claimed that he was the problem, of course. So I did not hear in terms of whether the judge granted it or not. I just heard that she asked.
Oh no, the judge didn't.
Okay. All right.
He said no.
Yeah, she's obviously the victim of prison tattoos. They have a lovely picture of her. All right. So, oh man. So then 911 dispatchers have to be an interesting job. Yes, overhearing a man allegedly shooting his own father while on the phone. Okay,
now that guy had to be a pretty good shot to be listening on one, okay, and shooting.
That's, well, I think mom was on the phone with 911, and the dispatcher heard him, heard son shooting father. So, yeah.
And you say, okay, I feel sorry for 911 operators. Thankless job.
Yeah.
Then there's, of course, security guards, considered essential workers during the pandemic, and unfortunately just simply treated with scorn.
Yeah.
There's a few stories there where one woman broke down in tears her father had gotten murdered. Basically, he was a security guard, and she was basically collapsed right at the spot where he had died.
Oh, yeah. And we have also, of course, airport workers are routinely in the news, in this case, stealing $2.2 million from checked items. So this one, fortunately, was not in America. It was in Canary, Spain. And if you're wondering what they like, well, for one thing, of course, cash. I don't know why people put cash in their checked luggage, but apparently they do. Smartphones were also a big favorite among this crowd, in addition to, quote-unquote, fancy jewelry.
Yeah, guys who basically robbed people while people who had gone to funerals.
Oh, yeah, absolute. No, that's a big one. You know, I hate to say this, but that is an absolute big one. There are thieves who will go ahead and read the obits and see what the time of the funeral is, and that's when they will rob the house of the surviving spouse. Yeah, it's unfortunately common. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Not sure what that says. But this says is you've ended the night, so maybe I'll talk to you Christmas night, and thank you for these zillion stories. They are all appreciated.
Okay.
All right, good deal.
Okay, the card is on the way, but it might get there a little late.
Well, believe me, I'm used to late. Thank you, James. I appreciate it. All right, so, and I really appreciate all the wonderful stories, and I appreciate Bob for keeping us on the air tonight, and John for screening your calls, but above all, you for calling. I'm Raleigh James. Talk to you Christmas night on WGN Radio.